Kazayis Basar Shenafa Lato Yore Shel Chalav Roseach Toim Ove Kochavim Akedera. This is the Mechaber Lushita, so that we still have a concept of Tzimas Goy Kfela. Imamer Shiesh Bata'am Basar, then Asura. Imlav Muteres Afilupachos Mishishim, because the Te'ima is that which is the Iker. Va'osa Chaticha Asura. But Medra, because that's chaticha, certainly has chalav, even if there's no basar in the chalav, there's certainly chalav in the basar. But Medra amurim b'shekadam v'hotziah chaticha kodem shetifchot chalav shebala. Dainu kodem shetanuach hayore miriticha. Aval lo hispik l'salko ad shetuchal v'frota chalav shebala, af al pi shetam oved kochavim v'ein bo tam kral, Asur elim ken yesh bo shishim. And here the Rama concludes, as we would expect, ayin lekaman besiman sarichet enon nohagim lesmoch hatimas ovid kochavim ubinan shishim b'chol inyan. Let's go back to the Mechaber and just try to understand what is this chiluk he is making as to whether the goy is tasting it while the milk is still boiling, or the goy is only going to taste it after the milk is finished boiling. Means it's still Yad Soledis, but it's just no longer Roseach. So there is a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kufches, which speaks about the fact that when we have a Shas Resicha, that during the period of boiling, then Mivra Bala Miflit Lo Polit. The meat will absorb milk, and it will not be Maflit milk. There's a home, in other words, it will have a one-way street. This is something we've seen already. We've seen this possibility. Those of you who have learned on your own Hilchos Melicha know that's the principle of Aid de Torah Mifrat Lo Bola. The opposite. In other words, the piece of meat that has salt on it is so intense on getting the blood out of the meat that there's nothing which is going to be absorbed by the meat. Aid de Torah Mifrat, since the meat is exerting itself to push the blood out, lo bala, it doesn't absorb. We have a one-way street. We spoke about it in the world of klisheni miflat, right? That we have, it's maflit and it's not mavliya. We spoke about it in terms of malicha, that malicha can also be a one-way street. It can be mavliya into the kelim, but it's not going to be maflit from the kelim back into the food. In other words, that there are all sorts of one-way streets. This is a one-way street. The chiddush over here of the Mechaber is that there are also all sorts of perushim in terms of, there are a lot of factors that are involved over here, and the Mechaber, following the tour, is paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, and this it's all summarized in the Prima Godim al Atar in Sivkot and Aleph, the Mishpat Zosov, Sivkot and Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam says that during the time of boiling, the meat is going to absorb milk. The meat is also going to be maflit its own tam, the tam basar, into the chalav. What is going to be suspended is the meat is not going to be maflit chalav that it had already absorbed back out. Okay, that's the crucial point. Namely, that which is going to be in the kedera will be the taste of the meat in the chalav. And so, if the goy says, I don't taste any meat in the chalav, then we have bitul. And what we call bitul b'shishim, it's in other words, that there's no ta'am basar in the chalav. But after the reticha is over, and it's still a kli rishon, right, and it's still yad soledet bo, then not only is the ta'am of the meat going to go into the kedera, and that can be tested by a goy, but the milk that was absorbed is going to go back into the milk. And that's already a min b'mino. That's not going to be able to be tasted by a goy. That's what we call chan, going to have kosher milk, and then chalav, which has a which became basar v'chalav, is going to go back into that chalav, and that we will not be able, to taste. That over here is why we distinguish between the first period of time, where we're going to be somech on the t'ima of the goy, and the latter period of time. The problem is, and we'll come to maybe this is what you're about to ask, what is the halacha if you waited the latter period of time? So you can't be somech on the goy, because there is milk there that can't be tasted. Milk which is aser, milk which is chanan. So the Machaber says, we'll be Samachan Shishim. But the question is, what do you mean be Samachan Shishim? In other words, you have a piece of meat. The meat is giving out its taste. The meat is absorbing milk and putting it back in as Cholav Asar. And this is a process which is a continual process. It's absorbing and it's going in. So what do you mean Shishim? We have over here a change in the proportion. Forget about the meat and the milk. We have constantly a chanan, a milk of chanan, which is entering into the milk. How is Shishim going to solve that problem? So it's fascinating that neither the Shach nor the Taz relate to this directly. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that we have to know there's another principle in Yoredeya that we haven't come across yet. And that principle is Ein HaNe'esar Yochol Le'esar Yoser Min HaOser. That a derivative cannot be stronger than its source. A tolda can't be more powerful than the av that created it. Since the basar over here is that which creates the chalav of chanan, as long as we have shishim against the basar, then we do not have to worry about the milk going beyond that. Namely, that we're not going to get to a point where there's going to be more than shishim. In other words, that the Iser is going to override a shishim, which is a shishim against the chalav. That in other words, that we have this principle, Ein ha-nesar, yachol le-esar, yoser min ha-oser. Now again, this is all, just one second, Yemio, if it fell in once, one piece of meat fell in, at the beginning it was boiling, and then the boiling calmed down, and it's still yad, so let it bo. Then we say, while it's boiling, according to the Mechaber, give it to a goy to taste. Even if it's not shishim. If the goy says, I don't taste anything, it's mutter. After it ceases to boil, then we can no longer use the goy, because now we have min b'mino, we have chalav aser and chalav mutter. Now we're going to use shishim. If we have shishim in the chalav, in the kdera, against the meat, then it's going to be mutter. However, if this piece of meat would have come out and fallen back in, this already... Right, this is like you're putting the spoon in twice. Then then the first time what goes in is the tam of the basar. Second time, we're going to now have new tam chalav, which is coming in. Namely, if it falls in twice, then we have to worry about that we're going to go beyond shishim. But as long as we're dealing with one defila, then we're not one maisa. Then we're not going to be mishayer against the chanan of the chalav. Okay, you wanted to ask something.
Not the principle that the Nasar can't be Oser more than the Oser is like something qualitative in the Nasar. This is
quantitative.
Okay,
so that's a weakness in the Hesber of the Aruch HaShulchan. So there is another Hesber that was offered many, many years ago by a fellow here in the Shir. His name is Yehuda Schnall. He lives in Harnof. He teaches Jewish philosophy in university. So he offered the explanation that Derech Bishol Asra Torah, that Basar V'Chalav can only become Asar when you have less than Shishim. If you have more than Shishim, then Basar V'Chalav isn't created L'Chatchila. In other words, that the Shishim will take care of the issue of the Tam of Basar as well. It'll simply mean that Basar V'Chalav was never here in the first place. Actually, it's again, the Taz and the Shach weren't bothered by this issue, so there must be an explanation, so you can come up with any explanation you want as long as it matches the halacha. Okay. Okay, let's look at Sif Beis. Sif Beis, Nafal Chalav Letoch Kedera Shel Basar. Here we have the opposite situation. Not a piece of meat falling into milk, but rather milk falling into meat. Toa min hachaticha shenofal aleha ha-chalav. Again, in order to understand this halacha, we have to say that we're talking over here about a chaticha, which is totally not part of the ta'aroves. It's michutz la-rotev. There is a shita of Rashi that if the chaticha is miktsas, it's like it's outside, but let's learn the Kulei Alma, even according to the Ri. We're talking about a chaticha which is not part of the Ta'aroves. Then, that's our current issue. Is this chaticha basar v'chalav? So, So we give it to the goy. Toim en achaticha shenafra v'cholav mein batam cholav akol muter. V'im yesh b'chaticha metimas cholav ne'esra osu chaticha. Okay, that this again is the chabri soin sif aleph or samech on the kfeila. As we would expect, we find the Ramah chirping in. L'didon, according to our shita, ein somchin ha'ovdei kochavim. We're not somach nowadays on te'ima. So be'inon shishim b'chaticha. V'imrav kula asura. Okay, now over here the question is, what do you mean kula asura? We're talking over here about milk falling on to a chaticha. That in other words, that we have over here, the nesra osa chaticha. I'm sorry. Right, we're talking about milk falling onto a chaticha, and this chaticha is not in the rotev, so this is the equivalent of tzli, and the world of tzli. We don't speak about Aser Kedei Kula, we speak about the world of Kedei Netila. In other words, why is this Aser Kedei Kula? So here, both the Shach in Sifkatan Gimel and the Taz in Sifkatan Gimel were disturbed by this apparent stira between Siman Tzadi Beis and Siman Kuf Hei, and they both put a Maharshal who distinguishes between Tzli, where you're dealing with Davar Av, something that has a degree of viscosity, and davar tzalul, that which is more liquidy. That when it's a davar av, it's going to create a kedei netila. When it's a davar tzalul, it's going to go kedei kulo. Once already you're distinguishing in terms of the metzias, you could also say, we're talking about a davar kochush, about a davar shamein, namely that all of these criteria move into the picture. Okay, so nesra osa chaticha, and then umesharin Bikula. What do you mean in Mesharim Bikula? Namely, if, we have to add on a few words into the Mechaber, if then you mix this Chaticha, which is Kula Asura, into the rest of the Taroves, then Mesharim and Bikulim Hoya Bekoma Sheish Bekidera Mechatichas Hayer Mechatichos Vahayerek Vahamarak Vahatavrin Kedei Shidei Chaticha Zo Echad Beshishim Mehakol, then a Chaticha Asura Vahashar Mutar. Okay? In other words, by stirring, you're going to mix it into the Taroves, and then we're going to have to see whether we have Shishim in the Taroves against this piece. What if you didn't mix it, you simply left it there? So look at the beginning of the Ramah. Im lo niyar klal, lo betchila v'lo basof, lo kisa klal, im yesh Shishim v'kedera neged tipa sachalav shenafal, eino aser chaticha levad. Ushara kedera mutar, namely that chaticha remains also, the rest of the taroves remains mutar. It's only going to be an issue when we have a concept of near. But medra amurim, when do we have an issue that we view the chaticha as being kulo aser, and it's then it mixes in afterwards to the taroves, and you need shishim against the chaticha. B'shelo near hakedera mitchila kishenal hachalav elo lebasof velo kisa. Avor im near mitchila va'atzof or kisa b'shas hanafila va'ad hasof hakol mitztaref levatel ta'am ha'chalav. In other words, that if we were to have a near immediately, and what happened was you have your chalon pot and some milk drips onto a piece of meat which is above the chalon. And you immediately take a spoon and you begin to mix it all together, then what you are doing is preempting the chaticha from being viewed in an absentia, and you now view this tipa as though it fell into the entire tarobe. It's like it fell into the rotev. And then we can mivatel this tipa with the shishim of everything all together. The problem over here is that the Mechaber is quoting the language of the Rambam, and there is a perush of the Ri Ibn Habib on the Rambam, which is quoted by the Tur and the Beis Yosef, that the Rambam over here waxed a little poetical, got a little taken overboard, and he mentioned Nir Mitchila Atzof. kisa mitchila atzof. There's no need to have the nir mitchila atzof. If it's the ikar over here is that you are menair immediately. You began a nir. That's all that you need. And that's what the Ramah points out. V'cheinim nir, we have the little yud of the base of the gra. V'cheinim nir betchila o kisa miyad afagav delo nir velo kisa lebasof. Kol akadera mitztarif. The ikar is hu shenir v'kisa miyad shenafal sham ha'isar. The ikar is that, you know, it's that within a very, very short period of time, from the time that the tarovis was created, you already were menayer, or you put a kisui. And by putting a kisui, so that'll trap everything into beneath the kisui, and the zeya, which is going to be created, we're going to talk about this bli neder on Monday, is the equivalent of rotev, and it's like stirring it. Okay, so the Ramah says it black on white. The Re Ibn Habib says that's what the Rambam meant, that we need a nir immediately. And again, this is another raya to the Chamudei Daniel that we saw, that the world of Bria doesn't take place immediately. There's always going to be a certain short, delayed action. And so in that short, delayed action, if either you simply picked up the piece of meat and took it out of the kedera, right? Or you, that would not be a good example. If you, let's say, some cheese fell on meat, just picked up a piece of cheese and took it out. Or you immediately were menayer, immediately you stirred it in order to be able to prevent it from asering one piece as opposed to the rest. That's when things still work. You can still preempt the world of Bliya. Okay. So far, so good. Okay? Beseder? So far? Yeah?
If you have shishim, a piece of the milk falls on the piece of meat and there is shishim, you know,
so what we're saying is that we're preempting that piece being viewed as standing on its own. Namely, that we're saying that we're creating a situation where it's as though the milk fell into the rotev. It didn't fall on the piece.
And you have shishim in the one piece of meat that it falls on. Ah. You needed a teal on that piece. We're treating it like ultra thin, like Sli Shaman, but you still need a teal when you have shishim on Sli Shaman. Are we saying it's like, somehow it's like fishal, even though?
No, the chor, it's like the Sli Shaman.
So you need a teal?
Yeah, the chor.
So no mentions that, right?
Okay. They wait, kind of rather waiting for you to get to.
Tzli shamin is osur kedekula, no?
Tzli shamin is osur kedekula, right?
So you don't need a netila. Even if they're shishim, the shach.
Even if they're shishim,
you still need a netila because
there's a localized bleed. Right. So that, in other words, whatever we say in Siman Kufay, that's what apply over here as well.
That was the stira that the shach and the are asking. Why is this different?
No, the shach is asking why we speak at all over here about kedekula. Netila should be sufficient.
Right, so they're trying to distinguish. So when they distinguish all the way and they make it somehow like official, or they're saying...
I don't know. It's not clear from the language of either the Shach or the Taz. They simply say, we have over here, in other words, Shamnunis, Nivra Bekoa Chaticha, Mefafeya Bekoa Chaticha, Don't know. Not sure. Okay. Let's look at the continuity of the Mechaber. The Mechaber then continues, what if the milk didn't fall on a piece, a specific piece that we see? We see which piece it was, but rather, im nafal l'toch hamarak, it fell into the gravy. Oh, lachatichos, or even if it fell onto a piece, lo noda le'eze chaticha nafal, then noar es hakedera kula ad sheyoshu v'yisarev hakol, im yesh b'kedera kula ta'am chalav asura, v'im rav muteret, v'im lo nimtza oved kochavim sheyitom, v'nismo chalav mesha'arinan b'shishim. Here, the Mechaber seems to say that we have a concept, if it fell in the gravy or on a piece that we don't know, So then, not immediately, but later, you can simply be menayer it and then deal with shishim. And the question is, what in the world is going on over here? That l'chora, if it fell into the gravy, who needs near? And if it fell onto a piece, so if you're menayer right away, we say we could take the piece out of the equation, namely that it's as though it fell into the gravy. But if you're not later on, that piece became usser. So what good will the near do later on that you require shishim against the tipa, you require now against the chaticha? What is this halacha? So therefore the Rama simply says, yesh chokim, nothing doing. Sfira hu eno moel mashin noer akadera im lo shenir miyad shenofal ha'isur. That near only helps to preempt a situation where a piece would become chanan. But if the piece is already chanan, so what is near going to accomplish? And so therefore the Rama simply is chalik on the mechaber. But what does the mechaber think? What's the mechaber's... What is the mechaber's tzushta? So we say that the mechaber, this is what's pointed out by the Shach, the Taz, the Gra, everyone says that the mechaber assumes that if you don't know what chaticha, you know that it fell on a chaticha, the drop of milk fell on a chaticha, but you don't know on which chaticha, then there's not going to be a world of chanan, even in the world of basar v'chalaf. Namely, that if we have a situation of lo noda le'eza chaticha nafal, there's not going to be a chanan mi safek. And therefore, you can afterwards be mina'er. Why? Because there's no problem. Ve'imevatren iser l'chatchila, because the iser itself is a suffix if it's there in the first place. This is like Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, that if you're not sure that there's an Easter at all, so simply combine everything and then take the two kaderos, put them together. That was all a din when it's batal d'oraisa and it's only an issue of d'rabanan. So that's what the Shach, the Prima Godim, I'm sorry, Al-Attar points out, that in the Chanami, this is a similar situation, that we have many chatichos. So we have, in terms of the chatichos, it's like a tarovus yavish biyavish, it's batal barov, but we have issues drabanan. On the drabanan plane, that you require shishim, so here we're not sure that there's, we could say we're not sure there's an Easter at all, that there's not going to be chanan, and there's no problem of being, no issue of being mevatal Easter chatkila. And the Rama says, no, that's very nice in terms of lomdus, but sof kol sof, were you to take piece by piece and taste it, l'chora, you'd be able to taste the Easter. And so, that's not a case where you could speak about bitul barov. This is the equivalent of nikar ha'iser, that ikar l'mekam alei d'milsa. And so you simply can't say that everything is one big suffix, and we would still have issues. Yes, Adam?
What does being
menar
accomplish?
Like,
if it fell into a katicha and it's later, that katicha is chanan, so you should just have to be worried about shishim, like against all biggest katicha in the pot or something like that. Why should being menar later have the same effect?
Or it's being menar it later is creating a situation in which we can bring the entire ta'arovus into the picture. This fell on a chaticha which was michutz la'rotev.
It fell onto a chaticha which was michutz la'rotev. I'm just not sure which one.
Right. It fell on a chaticha michutz la'rotev, just not sure which one. And so we say over here that since we're not sure which one, so misafik, we don't have a din of chanan. But b'cholza, we don't know whether in that chaticha itself there was shishim. So let's just be menayer it, and then it's as though it fell into the entire ta'aroves, and then vade we have shishim. Yeah.
Wait. So on the piece that it fell on, we know that there wasn't shishim, or we're not sure.
We don't know. We don't know which piece it fell on. There are those pieces that there may have been shishim. Those pieces may not have been shishim. We don't know what piece it fell on.
So we have question, one specific. There might be baser b'chalim and d'oraisa in here.
What?
No, because it's tzli.
Right, so the question is, but if there's a possibility that it fell on a piece that wasn't shishim, and you're not menar right away, so don't you now require shishim against the entire chaticha? That's what the Rama, why he says yesh chokim. So everyone says, according to the mechaber, this is again the Shach and the Taz and the Gra, they all say that according to the mechaber, that there's no din of chanan b'safek. And since there's no din of chanan b'safek, so we have a safek if we have bitul b'shishim, or we don't have bitul b'shishim. So in this situation, we can be menayer, and there's no problem ve'im avaton iser l'chatchila, because it's all a suffix. Maybe there's no iser here in the first place. And the Rama says, no. In other words, firstly, there may be chanan, and secondly, even if there's not chanan, but this is not a case where you have bitul barov and then say that there's no problem ve'im avaton iser l'chatchila. That we can taste the pieces of meat one by one. Ikula meka amalei de milsa. This is like in Siman Kuf Yud, where you have a sfeik sfeika she'efsha levarer. Do we say, it's a sfeik sfeika? Or do we say, since efsha levarer, it's not a sfeik sfeika? So
is
here also...
There's sfeik deraisa issues over here.
No, so that's what we're saying, that because we have minimally three chatichos in this cholent, and so we're going to have on the level of the meat, we'll say sadlek as the rest of it kilu eino, and here we're going to have a bitul barov. It's yavish biyavish min b'mino. It's bitul barov, and then so it's issues drabanan, not issues d'oraisa. That's what we have over here in sif beis. Moving over to sif gimel. In sif gimel, it appears like sort of like a sleeper of a sif, but there is like a.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean?
Sleeper? It means that it's pasha. What is he right? Kishenesra chaticha machmas hachalav. Nases kol hachaticha iser. Okay. V'yim bishle macheros rach shishim levatel kula. Okay. V'yim makira mashlicha vacheros mutaros. Okay. V'yim eina makira harotev muter v'kol hachatichos asuros. Im chatichas iser real is kabed. I mean, it simply takes rules that we've already seen and puts them 1, 2, 3. That we have a din of chanan, and when we have a din of chanan, you need shishim against the entire piece. And in a situation where we know which piece it is, we can throw it out, and everything else is mutar. And if we don't know which it is, so then on the level of bindish eino mino, we have a heter. But on the level of min b'mino, kol chatichos asuros, because ruyel is kabed, is not batel. Okay, then, so, but over here, both the Taz and the Shach give us a chiddush. The Taz is medayek, that it says, im bishla im acher, tzarech shishim levatel kula. That it's mashma, had you not been mevashalit, but rather the Taz points out, in sifkatan... Zayin, avo belo bishul, eina oseres afilu shnehem chamim. Why don't we say that we have over here a world of tzli, that we're going to have a blia of tzli? So the answer is because we only say that the blia of tzli is going to be when you have an iser machmas atzmo. She'en kein, when we have an iser balua. And even though Basar B'chalav in Siman Kufei is called an Iser Machmas Atzmo, that's only, L'taz L'shitaso, when you create Basar B'chalav. But after you already have Basar B'chalav, it's like an Iser Balua. This is what we pointed out in our Hakdama Tilchos Basar B'chalav. This is the Shita Sataz, that we view Basar B'chalav not as a new Iser, but as a Bliya of Basar in Chalav, and therefore we view it, and therefore... In the world of Tzli, there would be no transfer. It's only if there would be Bishul, there would be transfer. The Shach, who disagrees, Ekronit, would simply not be Midaik that. In Bishla im Acheros, or if you were Tzola with Acheros, or etc. Namely, the Diuk of the Taz is not a Diuk that everyone has to agree with. Hey, in terms of the Shach, so the Shach points out, it says the imchatichas ha'isur rulis kabed, the dinachtir rulis kabed also only applies to an isur machmas atzmo. So the Shach says, okay, this is an isur machmas atzmo. In other words, that each of them are pulling in this sif to their direction, right? That the Shach views, even after it's already been created as basar v'chalav, this is now a new isur machmas atzmo. And the Taz uses it as an Iser Balua. So the Shach has a Raya L'shitaso from the fact that we have the din of Keter Yulis Kabed, and the Taz wants to Medaik L'shitaso about the Diyuk that says Bishlo as opposed to Tzla'o. Okay. Sif Dalad, goes back to the to go. Goes back to the very, very beginning of the world of Hanan and gives us the rules. It's so interesting, you know, how the Machaber wrote his Shulchan Aruch. We would write, you know, we were Shimon Eider, we would be writing Hilchos Tarova starting Hilchos Basav Chalav. We would have Sif, you know, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, Hilchos Basav Chalav, that we have a din of Hanan, etc. Here, there are things we assume all along, and now in Siman Sadi Bey, Sif Dalad, Lo Amru Chaticha Asma Nases Nevela, Ela Bebasir Bechalav. This is the only place that we have Hanan Mida Oraisa. Avol B'Yisurim Kon Yisur Chelev, Kizayis Chelev, Shenivra Bechaticha, Ve'ein Ba'ashishim Revatra, Ve'ne'esra, Ve'acharkach Bishlem Acheros, Ein Tzarech Elashishim, Kidei HaKizayis Chelev. Not only is there no Hanan Da Oraisa, there's no Hanan at all in Shar Isurim. A. And B. Oz Afilu Chaticha Atzma Chozeres Lios Muteres. That we say Efshar L'Sochto is Muter. We don't say Efshar L'Sochto Oser. Namely, over here, the Machaber says two things. He passes like the tour, kid and caboodle, all the way. A. That there's no din of Hanan by Shar Isurim. B. There's no din of Efshar L'Sochto Oser by Shar Isurim. So here, we have a stira within the Machaber. We had a parallel Machaber in Hilchos Ta'aroves, and over there the Machaber paskined like the Rashba, that even though there's no Hanan by Shar Yisurim, but the piece itself is going to remain Aser. Efshar L'Sochto is Aser. So the Shach was bothered by that, Al-Atar, and he says that in order that there shouldn't be a stira, we'll simply point out that over here we're dealing with an Ukimta where there's Bitul Barov. Okay, so in other words, in a chinami, really the chaticha is aser, but it's going to be chozer lios muteret via bitul. Okay, you don't have to say that. You could simply say there's a stira, whatever you feel. The Taz says there's just a stira. Here the Machaber paskins like the Tur, and there he paskins like the Rashba, and that's our problem of how to deal with it. But the Shach says, no, we can deal with it, right? That's the Shach Sifkat on Yud Aleph. Okay, and again, the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, Damrinim B'chol Yisurim, Chaticha Naaseis Nevela. And of course, Efshar L'Sochto Aser. V'chein HaMinog Pashut. The only thing is that in Basar V'cholav it's Doraisa, and in other Yisurim it's Darabonan. V'ein L'shanos. However, in order to be able to transfer this world of Hanan to the world of other Yisurim, there are limitations. Dafka im ha isur davuk b'chatichas heter, osha chaticha kula chutz lerotev, v'nofal aleha isur. Then in order to say Hanan, we have to be dealing with two stages. Stage number one, where the chaticha became asur, and then it fell into the tarovas. Then we say, not only in that second stage, don't only worry about the drop of chalav, worry about the entire chaticha. And those two scenarios, or that scenario of having two stages, can be created in two methods. It can be created either when you have an iser davuk b'chatichas heter, namely where we have an organic connection between the iser and the heter, like you have a chalav that's aser, which is still attached in its original manner to a piece of meat. Oh, even if it's not attached organically, hachaticha kula chutz larotev, namely v'nafal lav iser. Namely, when we have an organic iser, even if it's in the rotev, we say that it goes first from the iser into that which is connected organically. Only then does it go into the rest of the tarovas. When you have a kula chutz larotev, even if there's not an organic connection, that would be enough. So there are differences between these two approaches. There are differences. One difference is that if we're dealing with an organic connection, that would apply both to an Iser D'Oraisa and to an Iser D'Rabbanan. But when we're dealing with that which is when we're dealing with an Iser Davuk that we say Shema, it was Michutz LaRotev, so that's only on a level of a of a Doraisa, that then we would have Safek Doraisa L'chumra. But if it would be a Shema by Nisar Drabanan, so then we would say Sveka Drabanan L'kula. Secondly, that concept of Chutz L'rotev, that can be, in other words, the Chutz L'rotev could be even in a situation, as pointed out, where it's not, where it is not organically attached, but it would have to be covered all over by heter. It would have to be covered all over by heter. Name it, the Iser comes in no contact with the rotev, like a worm in an apple. Would a worm in an apple be considered to be an Iser Dovuk? So the answer is, even though the worm is not attached organically to the apple, since it's kulo chutz la-rotev, the worm has no connection to the rotev, that would consider it to be enough of an Iser Dovuk that we could have Chanan. Okay? So you have those two scenarios. The Taz, Al-Atar, you know, it mentions the fact that you don't need an Iser Dovuk, that it be Dovuk Tiv'i. It's enough that it be surrounding it totally. The Shach in Hilchos Melicha speaks about the fact that we're dealing where it's Davuk Be'ofen Tivi, and then it could even be inside of the Rotev, even if it's not totally surrounded by Heter. Okay, so these are the scenarios that would allow for Chanan. Aval imiksas chaticha tocha Rotev ve'ena iser Davuk bo lo amrinan chaticha na'aseis nevela umitztarif kol kedera levatel ha Isur. This is not so pashut. We know that's Bechokas Rashi and the Ri. If something is mixas betocha rotev and not kulo betocha rotev, whether that's enough already to view it as being in a vacuum. And here the Rama makes a fascinating pshara. Umikomakom yesh lahachmir le'esor oso chaticha v'chol ze bishari surim aval v'basar v'cholav afal pi she'ena iser davuk namely that we're going to be machmir like the Ri in Basar B'Cholav, and we're going to be mekel like Rashi in Shari Surim. The Ri said his din even in Shari Surim, and Rashi said his din even in Basar B'Cholav. This is the pshara of the Rama. V'yesh omrim, so one limitation of an is that we require either the organic connection, or somehow a kulo chutz larotev. Another limitation is yeshom delamrinan chanan im nisariv iser lach beheter lach. We don't say chanan in rotev. Only in other words, v'achar kach nisariv hakol beheter acher. Ve'in tzrichim rak shish ha'iser shenafal. Yesh lismo chalze b'shar isurim letzorech hefseid gadol. That in lach belach, we say that there is no chanan, avalo bebasar v'chalav. It's only a yesh omrim that you require an actual chaticha. When are we mekel in the world of lach belach by shari surim? So the Taz says only if it was not misbashel, it was simply mixed in. But if it was misbashel, then we're going to say chanan even in shari surim by davar lach. V'im nisariv yavesh b'yavesh, then lo amrina b'shumi sur chanan, because there's no b'liya, and chanan requires b'liya. Kli ha-ne'esar mi-b'liyas iser, lo amrina b'chanan, v'lo b'inan shishim, rak neged ha-iser she-bola. So here the Shach points out that look in Siman Sadichet, in other words, are we dealing with a kli yoshan, a kli chadosh, a kli ben yomo, eres, right? All of that we saw back in the world of Hilchos Tarovis. There is one Nakuda that I left out, and that's this Hamangis Taz Sivkot on Tetzayin, and the Hamangis Nakuda Sakesev on the Taz, and that is the issue of Iser Mashehu. That the Taz says that there is no Chanan in Mashehu, namely, let's say on Pesach. So you cooked a mashu of chametz, in Yirakot.
Any amount?
A small amount. So we say these Yirakot are now considered to be all Chametz. Now, these Yirakot fall into another pot, and the question is, is there still going to be an Iser Mashehu in that second pot? So the Taz says that Trei Mashehu Lo Amrina. That's going too far to say that we're going to have an Iser Mashehu in terms of a second Tarovas. In terms of the world of Shishim, so once the first Chaticha became Aser because there was Nesinas Tam, so then we're going to say Chanan, and we're going to require Shishim against the entire Chaticha in the second. We don't say that if it suddenly became Aser by an Iser Mashehu, now we're going to have this Chanan, and now you're going to require Shishim against the entire Chaticha. Trei Mashehu Lo Amrina. The Shach disagrees. Mai Nafkamina, whether we're talking about the Mashehu itself, the Mashehu which is Be'en, or a Tam of the Mashehu. If Mashehu asers other Chatichos, so the Pleita of the Mashehu would also aser other Chatichos. I have no explanation of the Machokes in terms, there's a long Aruch HaShulchan, and he speaks about the Koach of a Mashehu to be Maflit. I don't know. Okay, but just
saying,
be
aware. You're saying if you had, let's say, a pot of food and a tiny drop of Chametz fell into it on Pesach, that the whole thing's aser. And if a tiny drop of that pot fell into another pot, the whole other pot would be also.
That's the question.
Or that Taz would say no, but the Shach says yes.
Yeah.
But we're not sure why.
You're right.
Why is that din Chanan? It's not din Chanan. It's a din, is there Iser Mashehu a second time?
Well, that's what we're saying. No, it's basically you're right. You're 100% correct. That's it's just brought over here, because here we're dealing with something which becomes also in the first Tarovis, and then somehow becomes ki'ilu revved up, it becomes reinforced, and then it moves over to be asered in a second tarovus. The question is whether that sense of being able to maintain its level of iser is going to move over into a second tarovus.
Just automatically batal? So in the case that he gave, I just have a drop, my second, it's just a drop, so the whole thing is batal.
It's batal, yeah. Then we're not going to, in other words, there's a concept of an iser mashu by a be'en of chametz, not by a tam of chametz.
So tam chametz, it only works once.
Yeah, okay. That's the Taz.
How do Sephardim and Ashkenazim pass the Inanya?
This is a Taz and a Shach. So I have, there are two Ashkenazim.
Paskin probably like the Shach?
Ashkenazim generally are Machmir like the Shach, yes.
And Sephardim, we're not sure.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. It's not mentioned over here at all in the Machaber. It's not, I don't recall whether they're in the realm of Rayas. They brought Rayas from Ashkenazi or Sephardi post. Just don't know. Okay, move over to Sif Hei. Sif Hei, Sif Bav, and Sif Zayin are all basically one halacha, and with this we will finish for today. And Sif Ches and Tes deal with the world of Zeya, that we'll talk about next time. Next time that's the world of ovens and v'chulei v'chulei. But here we're talking about Tipas Cholav Shenafal Al HaKedera. And here, to understand, I think, properly the Machaber and the Ramah, we just have to go back a bit to the, because the Taz brings over here, sorry, the Taz, the Tur. Go back to the Tur, because the Tur brings over here three Shitos, only one of it makes it into the Machaber and the Ramah. But there are two Shitos that are behind that. One of them, the first Shita, is that the most Machmir is that of the Smag. The smag holds that a tipa that falls on a kedera from the outside is mifafeya, kedei kulo. The Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Zvachim, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Zvachim, and Afsadi Vavim and Beis, speaks about the fact that shebishul mifafeya, that cooking brings about a situation where the blia is going to spread, mifafeya is going to spread. And according to the smag, he understands this without any limitations. That if you have a tipa, it's simply going to spread throughout the kli and spread and spread and spread and spread until it fills the entire kli. When we speak about the fact that we have a din of no saint tam, a din of shishim, that's in the world of ochlim. That the moment that you have shishim in an ochel, then it spreads to a point of self-destruction. But in a kli, it just keeps spreading. And then, not only would the kli become usur, but of course the tafshil would be usur, unless the tafshil has shishim against the kli, which is a very rare situation. That's the smag, with a gimel. You have the Maharami Rutenberg, who holds that it can spread. However, if in the tafshil you have shishim kaful shishim against the tipa, then the tafshil is going to become mutter. Because what's our fear? That within the wall of a kli, it's going to be able to spread until up to 60 times itself, and then it'll stop. Namely, that there's a sense of self-preservation. The tipa isn't going to allow itself to self-destruct. And once it dissipates, once we have that it moves into shishim times itself, it would simply be batel. And so therefore, we're afraid it's going to spread up to 59.99 times of itself, and then stop. And that's what's going to be aser in the kli. So you want to know, we don't care about the kli, right? We care about the kli is aser. What about the tafshil within the kli? So if the tafshil has 3,600, no? 60 times 60.
3,600
times the tipa, then the tafshil be mutter. If the tafshil doesn't have shishim kaful shishim of the tipa, then it's going to be asered by the kli, which magnified the tipa by six times. Okay? Comes along the smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, and that is Sif Hei. Sif Hei is a quote, tur, over here it says tur b'shem ha-smak in my Be'er HaGola. It means tur b'shem ha-smak, mehad ezvachim. Okay? Maybe it's corrected in yours?
No, smak.
What?
Smak.
Okay. So that's what it should be. Okay, so the smak says there's a difference where the tipa fell. Did it fall?
Really?
Interesting.
Okay.
Smak here.
Okay. Those who were above the age of... Just joking. Those who have Shulchan Aruch beyond above the age of... Okay. The... Okay, that depends where the tipa falls. Does it fall below the waterline or above the waterline? If it falls, though it's called keneged hatavshil, below the waterline, then we say that the tavshil is going to be mutter as long as it has 60 times the tipa, kas memanavshach. If the tipa is mefafeya, so it's mefafeya also into the tavshil, and then it's misbatil. And if it's not nefafeya, then it doesn't do anything. Then it stays in the wall of the kedera, and it's not going to affect the tafshil. In achinami, the kedera will have a tipa in it. The kedera will be aser. But it's not going to aser the tafshil, because as long as you have 60 times the tipa in the tafshil, it's going to be mutter. If, however, the tipa fell against the reikon, here, we bring in the Maharami Rutenberg. We're going to be choshesh, maybe it's going to be fafeya, up to 60 times its volume, and it's going to aser that part of the kedera, which is above the waterline, 60 times the volume of the tipa, and that's going to mess us up in terms of the tafshil, because if you're going to pour the tafshil over that spot, you're going to require, again, the shishim shishim, right? You're going to require what the Maharami Rutenberg requires. So therefore, the Eitzah is, let everything cool down, and then pour out the Tavshil. Okay, let's read Sifei together. Tipas Cholav Shenafla Ala Kedera She'Eitzah Ha'esh Mibachutz. So it depends. Im Nafla Neged HaTavshil, below the waterline, Ein Tzarech HaLashishim Keneged HaTipa. Why? Because if it's Mefafeya, then it's Mefafeya Lifnim as well. V'Avikilu Nafla B'Tavshil. However, if Nafla Mokam HaReikot, then our fear is it's going to be mefafeya betoch dofen akadera ad samach larotev kolkach she'ein shishim keneged hatipa. It's going to expand to the point where it's going to be 50.999 times its own size, and this is all going to be above the waterline. Hare ne'esar osa makom hakadera, and then im ye'ere hatavshil derech makom hakadera she'ne'esar. Hare Yaser Hatavshil, V'zetakonaso yanichenakach. Let simply the tavshil cool down where it is. Lo yigaba ad sheyitztanein, and then pour it out. V'dafka points out the Rama imakadera yeshana. Then we could speak about the fact that it can become that there's room for the tipa to spread. It'll spread within the blia of the kedera. It can't spread within the kedera, but within the blia of the kedera. So we pointed out, this should depend. Is it a kedera of cheres? Is it a kedera of matechet or eitz? Is it, when we speak about yoshat, it has to be ben yomo, as opposed to eino ben yomo, whatever we said back in Siman Tzadi Chet. Okay, that, yes? That's if, hey. Sif Vav, even though we pass him like the Spak Meikar Hadin, there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to Achmir. Nahagu ha'olam le'esor, kishenafla al dofen shelo kineged ha'rotev. That we're going to say that the Tavshil is going to be Osir, even if it didn't fall into, you know, even when it fell against the Reikon. We're not going to be matir the Tavshil by saying that it's Yaniach ad she yitztanein. Now this Lechora has no basis in any of the Rishonim. So the Shach in Sifkatan Kaf Dalad points out, Mehamarish aya achara megodol bedoro v'izen v'chikir kolam in hagim kasav noagim lahatir oidei tzin and kamoshe kasav b'sifei, etc. In other words, that this minhag does not have to be kept. There's no reason. We know that the previous sifhei went through the strainer or the sifter of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was the Godol Hador, and he felt that this minhag has no source, so therefore the minhag has no source, and we can still use the heter of sifhei. V'dafka kishenafal. But also tzad she'eno keneged ha'esh. Even the minhag lahachmir was only if it fell in an area that the heat wouldn't come to directly. Aval keneged ha'esh mutar she'esh sorfo umiyabsho va'aza kedera nami shari. Okay. V'davka b'davar muat kemotipa im nafal harbe, and we in an area which is keneged ha'esh, ein lahatir afilim nafal keneged ha'esh, elam ken keneged ha'rotev, va'al yedei shishin. In other words, esh will burn up tipot, you know, if we're dealing with a large amount, then we need rotev, shishim, etc. Va'az ha'kedera asura afilu yeshishim betavshil neged ha'tipa she'nafla, that we pointed out that the va'az kedera sura afilu im yeshishim betavshil neged hatipa she nafla. In other words, that when we have a tipa that falls on a kedera reikonis, so we're afraid it's going to expand to be 59 times itself. So the fact you have shishim in the tavshil, that's not going to help you. But it gives a different etza. V'yera miyad hatavshil mimeno b'tzad acher shelo keneged hatipa. In other words, rather than wait till it cools down, if the tipa fell on one side and you make a cheshbon that when it spreads to 60 times its size, that's still going to be one area of era, you can pour it out from the other side. The imbishlu b'kedera tavshil acher dino kamo b'pam harishon, namely that the kedera itself is usher. The kedera itself is in other words, requires a hechsher. So, Siv Zayin, Yesh Misha Matir Bishas Hadchak, Kagon the Erev Shabbos, Afilu Shiloka Neged Harotev, Afilu Shiloka Neged Ha'esh, Ayadei Shishim. That we pointed out that normally, normative halacha is, there were machmir like the smak, that if it fell Shiloka Neged Harotev, it's going to expand to 60 times its size. However, and the kula was to wait and then to pour it out. But what if you can't wait? What if we're dealing with a situation where you can't wait? We have a shas hadchak, erev Shabbos. So then we can be somech on shishim against the tipa, and we're not choshesh that the tipa expanded. Then we talk chshash, and we're not choshesh the tipa expanded in a case of shas hadchak. What is shas hadchak? So the Be'er HaGova over here points out, Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, v'kosav ha-Torah schatos kol kafei, v'chein gotzorech orchim, o hefsed meruba, o ani kafi reus einei orech. That we have all sorts of scenarios of shas hadchak. The Mechaber speaks about Erev Shabbos for an Ashir, or it could be Tzorech Orchim, who, in other words, are being somech on this as their source of food for Shabbos, or cases of Hefsed Meruba, or cases of an Ani, even during the course of the week, Kireus Einei Hadayan. So, Rav, you should be aware that Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he tries to quantify the world of Hefsed Meruba and the world of Shas Hadchak. It's in Yoredeya Chelok Alof Simon Yud Zayin, and basically comes out that it's Lefi Re'ut Tenei Hadayin, taking into account three factors: the Zman, the Makom, and the person himself. You know, it's the it's classically what we call in the Hasidic literature Ashan, right? Olam, Shana, Nefesh. These are the three factors we take into account. Olam, where this is occurring. Shana, when it is occurring. And Nefesh, to whom it is occurring. Right? These are the three criteria by which we define. So we already mentioned that a blood spot in an egg, according to Rav Ovadia, taking into account Olam, Eretz Yisrael, is considered to be a Hefsed Meruba. And Rav Moshe's a blood spot in an egg in America is not a Hefsed Meruba. In other words, Rav Adya was speaking, even for an Ashir in Eretz Yisrael, a blood spot in an egg is a Hefsed Meruba. And Rav Moshe was saying, even for an Ani in America, a blood spot in an egg is not a Hefsed Meruba. Okay, it's cute. The Ramah moves over to a different topic, and he deals with the world of Irui. And this brings us to a tremendous issue, because it does not fit into the rules that we had seen in other areas of the Ramah. We're well aware that, you know, that there is a chiluk between Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach and Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach, but it doesn't appear to work over here. So let's read the Ramah together. Hachi Nog. V'im Nishpach Cholav Oshar Iser Oseach Al Gabe Kedera. Agabi karka. Okay, so this is what we call now, that Iser Roteach is now on the karka, so it moves from being a Kli Rishon, it moves from Iri Kli Rishon into being a Kli Sheni, right? When it's on the karka, now it's the equivalent of a Kli Sheni. Hamidu Alav Kedei Rachama, but the Kedei Rachama, that's a Kli Rishon, so you're taking a Kli Rishon, you're taking Cham, and you're putting it onto what's Alpi Halacha is Tzonein. So now we have Cham onto Tzonein. This is the Tato'a Govar. You have Cham onto Tzonein. That the Kedera will absorb the Kedei Klipa of this Cham onto Tzonein, and it's not going to go into the Tavshil. Okay, that's so far, so good. Then, the kiruach min hakedera rosachas shaholach eitzel kedera tzonenet. Namely, that we have over here a kiruach, think of a volcano where you have an eruption and you have a kiruach and it's going underneath the kedera tzonenet. Im nifsak hakiruach min hakedera harotachat kodem shihigia el hatzonen. If somehow this lava, which is coming out of the volcano, became menutak from the volcano, and before it reached the tzonein, haveiname kikli sheni. Okay, so it lost its connection to the kli rishon, to the core of the volcano, and now it's a kli sheni, and it's not going to be mavliya at all. However, im gondivsak, if there's a continuity of the lava from the mouth of the volcano underneath this kedera, then have a kiirui vakedera hatzonenet neesra im hayad. But how much is it nesar? Only kedei klipa. Therefore, atav shel shebetocha shari. Okay, so what he's pointing out over here is that if we have an irui shenifsa kakiluach, there's not even a need for klipa. And if we have an irui shelonifsa kakiluach, it's a continuous flow, then we need a klipa. Okay? On this, the Shach in Sivkatan Lamed Dalad points out that this chiluk that is being made over here by the Rama is a quote, as you see in the parentheses, from Trumas HaDeshen, Simon Kuf Pehe U'Pashatu. It's an obvious chiluk. However, there are two problems, both on the level of Nisak HaKiluach and on the level of Lo Nisak HaKiluach. On the level of Nisak HaKiluach, there's a stira within the Shach, because we learned the Shach in Simon Kuf Hei, that he paskins that even Nifsak HaKiluach requires Kedei Klipa. And here he says there's no problem that Nifsak HaKiluach doesn't require anything. So those of you who have new Shulchan Aruch, it's not in my Shulchan Aruch, but there's a Dago Miravava Tinyana who points out that there is a difference between the cases. In Simon Kuf Hei, we were dealing with an Irui Yashir. You were pouring from a kettle onto a kedera, and you were pouring from a kettle directly onto a kedera, and nifsa kakiluach. You gave a little spritz, right? It's not a continuous flow. There we say that there's going to be kedei klipa, but here it's going from the kettle to the ground, and then it's flowing on the ground to the kedera. So there, we see in our situation where it's niska alagabe karka, it's more kal, and we say there's no belia at all. Okay. In a case of lo nifsa kakiluach, here our problem is not a stira in the shach, but a stira within the Rama. That by us, we see that you require kedei klipa. However, we have a Rama in Siman Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel, where the Rama says that if you have milchik and fleshik dishes in one sink, and you are pouring hot water on the milchik and the fleshik dishes, and the hot water hits one of them and then moves over and hits the other one, even though it's a continuous flow, we say that there's no problem of a blia from the milchik pot to the fleshik pot, or from the fleshik pot to the milchik pot. Let's just look at it together. And Siman Adi Hei, Sif Gimel, is a very long Ramah. If you look at the end of that Ramah, the end of the Ramah is where you have the Kaf Beis of the Gra. Okay? You have it, Tzadi Hei, Sif Gimel, the Ramah, where you have the Kaf Beis of the Gra. Avolim ira mayim rotchim. You're pouring hot water. She'enon shel basar v'shel chalav. Parva hot water. Al kelim shel basar v'chalav biyachad. On the dishes, on the pots of basar v'chalav that are together in the sink. Afilu shuman davuk bahem. Hakol shari. Why hakol shari? I were dealing over here with an irui shelo nifsa kakiluach. She'ein irui kikli rishon mama she'yase she'akelim shemar aleihem yivlu'u ze mizeh. So what's going on? So the groin, Sifkatan Kaf Bey says, d'miyad she'nochu hamayim al kli echad have kli she'ni. That the moment it hits a surface, then from then on it's like a kli she'ni. Irui is only like a kdei klipa until it hits the first surface. Once it hits surface A, then it's like a kli she'ni in terms of the continuity. So what's going on by us? We're dealing with the case of lo nifsa kakiluach, and it's pouring on the ground and then continues to the kedera, and we say that you have a problem of kedei klipa. Didn't it hit the ground first before we're going? So why, in a case of lo nifsa kakiluach, in Hitziman Sadihei, it's like a kli she'ni. And here we're saying that it's still an irui kli rishon that requires kedei klipa. So here there are 1, 2, 3, 4 directions that I'm aware of, and then we'll call it a day. Direction number one is the Shach in Siman Tzadi Hei, who says that our Ramah is passing like the Trumas HaDeshen, and the Ramah over there is quoting the Iser V'Heter, and that's it. It's, in other words, we don't pass like that Ramah. Okay. The Ramah is quoting two different sources. And this Rama trumps that Rama.
Which Rama trumps which?
The Rama in Siman Sadi Beis, name of the Chumrah, that we are going to have a Bliya Kedei Klipa, trumps the Rama of the Klisheni in Siman Tzadi Hei. The Chavas Das wants to say no, that when we're dealing with in other words, the Rama is all one Rama, but here we're dealing with Nizchal. Here we're dealing where it hits the ground and then it flows on the ground. And Nizchal is maflit and not mavliya. It's only going to go one direction. So in Siman Tzadi Beis, when we're dealing with Chalav onto Basar, so then the fact that it is maflit and not mavliya is enough. All you need is that it go in one direction. But Siman Tzadi Hei, we have a kli basar, a kli chalav, and we have water. The water has to be able to take the tam from kli A and insert it into kli B. It has to be maflit umavliya, and that we don't have. In other words, when we're dealing with the necessity of moving from a kli basar to a kli chalav, that we don't have enough of a strength, but to move from chalav to basar, that we have enough of a strength. The problem is that the term which is used by Irui is Irui Mavashel Kedei Klipa. Mavashel means both Maflit and Mavliya. So if it's Maflit and Mavliya, it should be enough not only in Siman Tzadi Beis, but also in Siman Tzadi Hei. So that's the problem with the Chavas Das. So the Shach says it's two deos, two different poskim. The Chavas Das wanted to say we're dealing with a weak form of Irui, and it can only do one task and not two, but that's not the language of Mavashel Kedei Klipa. The Prima Gadim wants to say that we're dealing two different sources of hot water. Here we're dealing in Siman Tzadi Beis with hot water which is coming from a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh. In other words, think to yourself, you have a Shabbos urn, right, and it's on Shabbos, and you open the spigot, now the water is coming out of a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh. So had you had that Shabbos urn full of milk, and you open the spigot, now the milk is coming out from a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh, and then hitting the Basar, that's going to be Kedei Klipa. But in the world of Siman Tzadi Hei, we're talking about you pick a kettle off the fire, and then you pour, it's a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh, that's not going to be Kedei Klipa. Namely, we're dealing over here with different intensities of heat. Rav Moshe has a long diyun on this in Yeredeya, Siman Chelok Aleph, Siman Membeis, because it's very relevant to the world of when you open the hot water in a sink. What is this? A Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh, a Kli Rishon Al Gabi Ha'esh, etc. Rabbi Willig, when he used to come here every year and give a shiur in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. He liked to do the same shiur over and over. So I heard it a number of times. So, but people heard it only once. You know,
Is he going to do that again?
I don't know. In other words, generally he's asked, "What do you want?" So if someone says, "We want to shiur in Basar V'Chalav," he'll say, "Okay, let's talk about Irui Kli Rishon. Let's talk about the world. We have Siman Tzadi Beis, Siman Tzadi Hei, etc." But most of the time they ask, "Can you talk about it's modern issues of contemporary Judaism, whatever?" Okay, so Rabbi Willig, when he used to give the shiur, so he would say as follows, that in order for there to be a bliya of Kedei Klipa, the basar and the chalav, the two items that we want to transfer, have to be within a Kedei Klipa of one another. Ma she'en kein, if I have over here a kli basar, and I have over here a kli chalav, and the water is going to hit this kli, and then it's going to go beyond the Kedei Klipa and hit this kli, that's not going to be a bliya of Kedei Klipa. Namely, there's only going to be a bliya of Kedei Klipa if I have these two, one next to the other. Then, when the water hits this one, it's going to be mavliya into this one Kedei Klipa. There has to be a contiguous presence. And so, in our case, we have milk which spills, and the milk hits the basar. So it's within, the milk and the basar are within Kedei Klipa of one another, then we have a bliya of Kedei Klipa. You need a distance of Kedei Klipa, and then you're going to have a bliya of Kedei Klipa. But if we have a distance which is more than Kedei Klipa, we're not going to have a bliya of Kedei Klipa. And Rav Willig brought various rayas to what he had to say as well. In any case, it's an issue, okay, how to deal with the Ramah in there. Okay, so next time we're going to deal with Ches and Tes, so I'll give you a number of handouts, Emir Tzashem, in terms of how we're going to deal with ovens. Rav Schechter is here, should have a refuah shleima. He has... He told me, I went asked him yesterday, he says he can't hear and he can't see. So I guess, what? He has like a ringing in his ears and his eyes were teary from the flight. I don't know, he was not happy. But he looked a little better this morning. So he should have a refuah shleima. So he has a sheet about ovens, and we'll mention, and we'll mention also the more mainstream shittas about ovens.
Is he going to tell us himself, or is everybody going
to
tell us?
No, okay. You don't have to bother him. I can tell you what he says. It's already written. It's already in articles. There are articles in RJJ Journal. They quote Rav Schechter and Buchenstein. Everyone has a shita. Okay.
He's actually staying here on the campus now, but he's not.
He's here. Okay. He was. I don't know where he's going to be for Shabbat.